Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Bio. I bring you Wombats and Music each Monday night at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I only play songs I really love, and I've got a lot of them, I admit, but tonight, I don't have a wombat with me. I'm going to have one next week, though. But I'm going to have a lot of music. And we're going to start right off with Johnny Cash. And he's singing with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And they were just a great group. They are a great group, I guess. And just some of the best musicians, they get together. And then they have famous artists like Johnny Cash sing with them. I get a kick out of this. You get to hear the little repartee in the group before they start. They're asking Johnny about, you know, how is he going to do it, the chorus, when they're going to instrumental and stuff. And he says, well, yeah, I'll show you how the intro goes. Show him how it goes, Earl. And they go into the song. They never get back into the conversation. They play the introduction, and that's just it. The song begins. So I think it's kind of fun to listen to them shooting the bull in there before they start the song. This is Johnny Cash together with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Let's see how that works.
Go ahead. Does he go verse chorus?
Yeah, verse chorus instrumental.
Verse
chorus. Verse chorus instrumental, then repeat chorus.
Is the intro going to have a, like, is it going to be like a full verse? And
no. No, he's got it. Show him what the intro is, Earl.
Life is like a mountain railway with an engineer that's brave. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Heed the curves, the hills, the tunnels. Never falter, never your hand up on the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in God's praise forever.
Thank you.
join us in God's praise forevermore. In God's praise forevermore.
Well, Johnny Cash singing Life's Railway to Heaven with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And what a trip that is. Next up is, I could spend the whole show talking about the next song. I'll try not to. It's Janis Joplin singing Me and Bobby McGee. And it was her only number one hit. She died at 27 from an overdose of heroin a couple of weeks after Jimi Hendrix died. And she really was just... everything about her written says she was one of the most exciting, interesting, electric performers ever to hit the stage, and died at 27 after only a four-year career. Sang with a number of big groups, was big at Woodstock. She was part of the Woodstock scene. And Me and Bobby McGee was her biggest hit, and it's just an exciting song to listen to. The idea that a musician sings to the the lyrics and the tune is pretty standard, but some musicians, and Satchmo was one, Louis Armstrong, take off and improvise and just work around. The song was originally written by Kris Kristofferson and was first charted on by Roger Miller, but Janis Joplin's the one that took it to number one.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, then rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. When she slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, don't mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, your Bobby, baby, kept me from the whole world. I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. But I train all of my tomorrows for one single yesterday, to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Bob.
Janis Joplin singing Bobby McGee. Next up is another icon, Joni Mitchell. Joni Mitchell is still alive and active, although she has a serious disease, which she is fighting and still performing. I did a bit of reading on Joni Mitchell over the last weekend, and what a career she has had. She's gone through so many phases and been popular in so many areas. She's kind of a national treasure in Canada. This is one of the songs she wrote. It's called The Circle Game. She is almost more famous as a songwriter than as a performer. But The Circle Game is probably catches, I think, as well as anything, what a great songwriter she is. It's sort of the story of life. You can watch yourself grow old in this song. So this is The Circle Game by Joni Mitchell.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful, when the sky was full of thunder, and tearful at the falling of a star. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go. Child moved 10 times round the seasons, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like, when you're older, must appease him, and promises of someday make his dream. The seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go. Springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to carwheels through the town, and they tell him, take your time, it won't be long now till you drag your feet to slow the circles down. The seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go. Maybe better dreams and plenty before the last revolving year is through. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle again, and go round and round and round in the circle again.
The Circle Game, written by and sung by Joni Mitchell. Next up is California Dreamin'. This was originally a Mamas and Papas hit in 1965, and the story is that John Phillips, who was part of the Mamas and Papas, was married to Michelle Phillips, dreamed about this song and woke up and woke Michelle up to help him write the song. That's a great story for a song with the title California Dreamin'. And they were in New York at the time, and they were from California, and they were thinking about how nice it would be back to be back there. And I lived in the New York area for 34 years, and I've been out to California a few times, and if you want my opinion, this is the God's truth. California is a better place to be than New York City, at least in some ways. So this is California Dreamin'. But this version is by Jose Feliciano. Recorded in 1968, 3 years after it was a big hit with the Mamas and Papas. And I won't spend time on this show going into Jose Feliciano's background, but he was born blind and is a obsessive musician, I guess is the best way to put it. Just really works himself deep into every piece of music he does. He's a wonderful guitarist. And, I like this version, I think, maybe better than Mamas and Papas, although the Mamas and Papas has the origin feel to it. You know, the first time you ever heard it was probably by the Mamas and Papas. But this is a great song.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. I went for a walk all the way. Well, I got down on my bended knees, and I began to pray. You know the preacher digs a call. He knows I'm gonna stay. Yes, he knows, 'cause I told him so. Such a winter's day. Yo quiero gozar en California porque yo me siento tan bien
y por eso yo te quiero, porque tú me tratas bien. En California, mira, no seas tan mala, nena, no me trates así, que yo me quiero morir, muchachita, por tu amor nada más. Oye, no me digas que no, porque yo... Oye, mulata, mira, baby, California dreaming. It doesn't matter how you say it. All I wanna say is I love California, baby, yeah. I really need a little bit of loving, yeah.
California Dreamin' by Jose Feliciano. And I dream of California in these winter days here in Southwest Virginia. We've had snow and ice. I've fallen down numerous times. Got hurt once. Got my car stuck. Had to walk home. So, California Dreamin'. Yes, I am. I have a friend who listens to my show, and he criticizes me. Well, that's not fair. He enjoys the show because he listens to it, I guess. But he said that sometimes he's in the car playing a CD of my show, and I talk about a song, and he waits to hear the song, and he gets all the way home, and I still haven't played the song because I'm still talking. Well, sorry, guys. This is a talk show as well as a music show, and so you get to hear me talk sometimes. Sorry. Anyway, next song up is Baton Rouge by Guy Clark, and I first heard this about 15 years ago, and it just caught me. I loved it. I learned it, and I was at a camp one summer, and I organized a group to sing it with me, and we just had a great time. And it happened, here's the story, that my friend is probably listening to this in the car in the CD now, saying, come on, get on with the song. Anyway, we got together, and it happened that there was an auction to raise money for the camp we were in, and somebody auctioned off that you could have your toes painted blue. And I won't go into all the details, but it turned up we had the entire group singing with me. There were like five of us with instruments and stuff. Had our toes painted blue, our toenails. So we called ourselves the Louisiana Blue Toes, and we sang Baton Rouge. And we tried to get as close to Guy Clark as we could, but we couldn't, of course. And Guy Clark performed here at the Barter Theater about 2 weeks ago. And he also performed in Bristol a few years ago. But I've never heard him sing Baton Rouge except on recording. But I get a kick out of this song. This is one of my favorite songs.
Well, I'm gonna leave Texarkana. I'm gone down to Louisiana. I'm gonna try my luck. I'm gonna follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town. Man, I ain't gonna get no sleep in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Girl that broke my heart, and then she tore my truck apart. Guess I'll give me another in Baton Rouge. I like crawfish, I like rice, and I like girls that treat you nice. I'm gonna find me one in Baton Rouge. Said Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna learn to walk that walk. I'm gonna learn to talk that talk. I'm gonna learn
life just like a cul-de-sac. I'm a Texas boy and I'm going back as soon as I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna strut my stuff in Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna cool my heels in Baton Rouge.
Guy Clark is another one of those people that's known almost as much for his songwriting as his music, but that's his music, and that's his song, too. The line in there I like best is, Texas girl, she broke my heart, then she tore my truck apart. That's Texas for you. They live rough out there. Next up is a good friend of mine, Ann Price. I've known her many years, went to her wedding, knew her son, watched him grow up. And she sang in the New York City Folk Music Club, Pine Woods Folk Music Club, where I was a member for 30-some years. And I think she had probably the finest voice, finest female voice in the club, bar none. And it was my privilege to sing with her many times. And this is one of her songs. And I like this song. I've learned it. It's a funny little song. It's called Cotton Mill Blues. And it's sort of the, you know, the story of what it's like to work in the cotton mill when times are rough.
Creek, bed soak, window broke, cat chase a rat, chase a mouse. If you ever want to see a man flip his spindle, make him live in a company house. It's card room, spinning room, winding room, weave room, lint all over my shoes. When I get over to the other shore, I'm gonna sing about the cotton mill blues. It's pinto beans, lima beans, kidney beans, pork and beans, pay every day you owe more. If you ever want to see a man flip his spindle, make him buy in a company store. It's card room, spinning room, winding room, weave room, lint all over my shoes. When I get over to the other shore, I'm gonna sing about the cotton mill blues. No, in heaven there's room for all, I hope I'm going there. I don't know much about the other place, but I doubt there's room to spare. Well, if they get overcrowded and need a place to go, just send those devils to a cotton mill and they'll all feel right at home. It's card room, spinning room, winding room, weave room, lint all over my shoes. When I get over to the other shore, I'm gonna sing about the cotton mill blues.
Cotton Mill Blues by Ann Price. And she's playing a dulcimer. It's a very limited instrument. It only has I think three strings, and you can only play in one key with any facility, and she does it well. And so that she learned from Gene Ritchie, who was a frequent, is still, I guess, visitor to the Pine Woods Folk Music Club and came to camp and was a teacher and taught lessons in singing and how to play that instrument, and that's Ann's style. Well, next up is Tracy Chapman singing Baby Can I Hold You Tonight, and I another one of these powerful songs. Recorded in 1988, made a big hit out of it. It was re-recorded by Neil Diamond. He did okay with it. And later, Tracy Chapman sang it in a duet with Luciano Pavarotti. good credentials there. But the song stands on its own. And I think it reaches in and does what I want songs to do. It tugs at my heartstrings.
like forgive me, forgive me. But you can say baby. You'd be mine. I love you. It's all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like I love you, I love you. But you can say, baby. You'd be mine. You'd be mine. You'd be mine.
Tracy Chapman, Baby, Can I Hold You? And that reaches me. Well, I want to tell you who I am, what we're doing. This is Wombats and Music on WEHC. We're at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, the southwest tip of Virginia, right near the Tennessee line. In fact, I live about quarter mile from the Tennessee line. And Emory and Henry College is a small college here, right outside of Abingdon, Virginia. And you can pick us up on the web. If you go to ehc.edu, that's the Emory and Henry College homes page. You can look around for WEHC and you can get us streaming. And if you want to email me, it's hbaya at EHC, Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. And I'd love to hear from you. So let me know what you think of the show and maybe some suggestions and criticisms, comments, whatever. And tonight, this will be playing Monday night at 7 and Saturdays at 1. Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. Okay, more music. Next is a song I get a big kick out of every time I hear it. It's called Why Didn't I Think of That? by Doug Stone. And basically what he's saying is his girlfriend left him for another guy, and the other guy says things to her like, I love you. And he says, why didn't I think of that? And the other guy brings her roses. Why didn't I think of that? And it's kind of cute because most of the things the other guy does are pretty obvious that you should be doing. However, if, like me, you have ever lost a love, or two, or three, whatever, you have all these regrets why didn't I think of that? You know, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? So the song catches that really well, and it's funny, but it's also tragic. It's sad. And things that are sad and funny are kind of sad and funny in their own way.
He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around, and he makes her smile again. demons or heartaches, remembers your birthday and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I'm watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, he calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, ooh, it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Why didn't I think of that? Oh, so much can be read into that. Next up is a song called The Wanderer. I like to talk about wanderers, the people who have wanderlust. There's so many good songs about people who just can't stay in one place. I have a bit of that in me, and I think many of us do. And yet I've stayed in one place for a long time. And I've been here now in Abingdon since 2004, so that's a good run. Growing up, we never stayed anywhere more than 3 or 4 years. My father was in the Army, so we moved around a lot. And there are different kinds of wanderers. There are some that need physical moving, and there are some that are just outsiders that never really fit in, and they're kind of wanderers even when they stay somewhere. And I think this is more of that, this song. I'm going to read you the lyrics first. Steve Earle wrote this song and sings it. I am a wanderer, feet on the ground, heart on my sleeve and my head in the clouds. I own the star above some distant shore, wandering evermore. I am a refugee torn from my land, cast off to travel this world to its end, never to see my proud mountains again, but I still remember them. I am a laborer, sign round my neck, will work for dignity, trust, and respect. Stand on this corner so you don't forget. I haven't had mine yet. I am a prisoner pacing my cell, 3 steps and back, my corner of hell. Lock me away, you swallow the key. But someday I shall be free. And I'll be a wanderer, feet on the ground, heart on my sleeve and head in the clouds. I own the star above some distant shore, wandering evermore. So that's I Am a Wanderer, which we're now going to listen to by Steve Earle.
Wandering evermore. gone from my land, cast off to travel this world to its end, never to see my proud mountains again. I still remember them.
Wanderer by Steve Earle. Next up is Sarah McLaughlin. She's a Canadian singer born in 1968. And this song, which we're going to hear, is I Will Remember You. It's she wrote it, and it won her an award. Her third Grammy Award is Best Female Pop Vocalist. Three years in a row she won that award. And this is one of the songs that won it. And it's again, of course... You know, when I say a song is my favorite, it doesn't mean a whole lot, because I only play favorites here. Now, every now and then I'll say one is, you know, even more of a favorite than others. But this is, I just like this song.
I will remember you. Will you remember me? Don't let your I'll be
Had to cut off the applause there. I Will Remember You by Sarah McLachlan. You know, I probably shouldn't tell you a secret because I want you to listen to this station. This is WEHC FM 90.7, your college community station from Emory and Henry College, and there are a lot of great shows on here. But one of the radio stations I listen to is WBRF out of Galax, and they play some great country songs, and I pick up new songs that I've never heard, often from fairly far back. And here's one coming up. This one's called Somewhere Between Right and Wrong by Earl Thomas Conley. I've played a number of songs in the show by Earl Thomas Conley, but I never played this one before because I never heard it before. But it's a typical bar song. You know, the guy's in the bar and he's met a woman and they're getting friendly, and maybe they shouldn't, but it's not real clear that they shouldn't, because maybe she's not with the guy she's supposed to be with anyway. Maybe it's all over. So there are Somewhere Between Right and Wrong.
Well, I met her in a small town bar not far from home. She was having second thoughts about a man who was always gone. The only way to get to him was a telephone. So she held on to me when she couldn't hold her own. She said, I can be had, but I can't be bought. And I can be bad, Lord, if I don't get caught. But I'd rather be
somewhere between right and wrong.
Somewhere Between Right and Wrong by Earl Thomas Conley. Next up is Dolly Parton and Ricky Shelton. At least that's what the notes say, although it may be just Dolly Parton, but I think it's both of them. It's called Rockin' Years, and it became Dolly Parton's 23rd number one hit and Ricky Shelton's eighth number one hit. You know, people... A lot of performers, one of the songs I played last week was The Boys on 16th Avenue, about all the guys and girls and young women, young men who go to Nashville to try to make it in the country music game. And of course, most of them, out of the thousands that come every year, probably one or two might make a career out of it, just a handful. And to get a number one, many of them will never have a number one hit. They might have a good career. But to get a number one hit is quite an accomplishment. It makes your career. And here comes Dolly Parton. This was her 23rd number one hit, and that was back in 1991. So, and Ricky Shelton, his eighth number one hit. I mean, some people just have it. They've got it. They can do it again and again and again. It isn't just their voice either. It's their choice of songs, the arrangement. Something makes things happen. And so this is Dolly Parton and Ricky Shelton singing a number one song, Call Rockin' Years.
I'll do everything I can to make you proud, to be my man,
and I'll fulfill all your fantasies.
I guess we're promising a lot, but for now it's all we've got.
And I'll stand by you through our rocking years.
Rocking chairs, rocking babies, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bages, side by side we'll be together.
Your friend,
I'll be your lover.
Well, I really should watch the time more closely. Our time is up. So I'll start next week's show with that song and play it all the way through. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. We're on FM 90.7, your college and community station, and it comes to you each week. Wombats and Music is on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And I'm going to leave you now with my greeting, parting shot, and ask you to do what I ask you to do every week, and that is, please help me, and please, on your own, celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.